All right, Mr. Hamilton, nice to see you back here to Oswego. Was this spontaneous or was this planned from the season beginning?
Well, we actually had this weekend planned to come, but we didn't know which car. So the sixth car that I normally drive wasn't ready, so Auto built this new one, and they tested it and just haven't had a chance to race it, so I thought, what the heck, I'll come in and give it a try and see how it goes, yeah.
And it was quick from the start. You were one of the top three.
Yeah, we were the third about every time out. We had third quickest lap in the race, but it... we don't quite have the balance where we need to have it, honestly. It's close. It's close. But he did some pretty drastic things, this car, compared to the other ones. And I really feel it's going to be good. But he hasn't raced it because it just hasn't been there yet. And but after this main, I feel like I know the changes. I'd want to go do it again. So I think we're on the right track, yeah.
The feature time. It looked pretty, like, kind of settling in for a little bit. It's a long 75-lap race. How long in these cars is kind of hard to say. And then something would happen in front of you. What did you see, and then what actually happened to your car?
Yeah, so what happened back there was completely my fault in one way, but what happens, I have a fused left ankle, and the brake pedal, when I'm out driving, I got plenty of brake. But when it was a panic stop, everybody started, my foot bottomed out on the brake pedal. I couldn't push any harder. So it's totally my fault for running into Barnsley and costing me the left front. But just now I know I got to have more brake movement. So when you got fused ankles, man, it makes it tough. And I didn't panic brake before. And that was the first time I thought, oh, it's not slowing down. And so it bent the toe and flat the tire and some things that didn't help us. But the good thing is we were able to come back out. We went to the back. We ended up sixth. Car was super, super tight, but I think we have an idea how to fix it, so I'm encouraged, yeah.
When's the next time you think you might visit Oswego again?
That's a really good question. You know, we're going to look at the calendar, and, you know, I like to come back. I always have fun. It always makes it tough when you don't race your weekly because you got to start so far back. So we started 12th and then went to the back and then came to 6th, so I'm happy with that. But it's tough. These guys are good. And, yeah, I'd like to get a couple more for a Classic if all possible. So
you do plan them on Classic weekend?
Yeah, that's the plan right now. We'll just see how, you know, obviously Otto's the primary guy. I know that. And he works his ass off getting these things ready for me and him, and so we'll see how the season continues for him and where they are, and if it doesn't affect his Classic, I'll come back. Yeah.
You said you come back here for fun. Would you rather come back here and start in the front row or second row, or maybe back in 12th and have some fun, kind of picking your way through the field?
Oh man, I'm old, man. Just give me wins, so I'll start up front any day.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your sixth place run tonight?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people. Obviously, Johnny and Nicotra for owning this stuff, and then Otto for putting it all together. And you know, they have so many GI Homes and Roselli Trucking and Five Guys and all the Johnny has so many produce guys. I don't even know all of them, but Hoosier Tire, a lot of people make this happen in Oswego Speedway, you know, for continuing to make this place, you know, vibrant and exciting for people to come.